money.
Let's talk money.
I don't have your money.
I know I'd be a lot happier with some extra cash.
Is this about money?
Obviously, this is all about money.
Oh, man, we got bills to pay, buddy.
With practical tips and a focus on scripture, let's talk money. With Dave and Reb. From More Than Enough. Real conversations about money for real people. Let's talk money.
Are you ready to talk money, Reb?
I'm ready to talk money.
Good morning. Good morning. It is the end of January. Some of you are in a deep freeze. Some of you are not. We come to the end of January, wherever you're listening to the show, welcome to the show. If you're a first time listener, welcome as special. If you're a long time listener, special long time thank you to you as well. Today, show is brought to you in conjunction and sponsorship with notmine.ca. And of course, that's one of the places you can find the recording is at notmine.ca, along with a ton of other material that just speak to the hard issues around money and how God and money and intersect and act together. So welcome to the show. You can also find it on morethanenough.ca. You can find it on the iTunes and Spotify. And of course, if you're watching on YouTube, then you can see us as well. So
great.
Just Reb and I in the show today.
Yeah.
Pretty exciting show today, I think. Today's show is a little bit like our current events show. Well, we got the newspapers here on the table. the reality is by the time you're listening to this, things will have changed likely the next day. It seems like there is constantly news that is changing that directly impacts the everyday finances of you and I and how we're going to navigate the season ahead. Mm-hmm. So we thought we'd look at some of
these. We're pre-recording the show, but we're only a week off, and we're a week off February 1st, which is this week, as of the 22nd, there's been rumblings that there's tariffs. The tariffs are coming from the U.S. So we're going to talk about that in a minute. So you have to give us a bit of grace. We're a week off.
It's a week current. Normally that would be good enough.
Yeah, but it might, everything might change by, January 31st. As the date you're going to be listening to this. But we want to start where we usually start. We start with, reminding us all, we're here to talk about the heart issues around money. So while we talk about money, we know full well that there are many heart issues, mindset issues around money. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of conversation about money and economy. I said to Dave recently that I'm just getting tired of all the voices. Personally, I'm tired of them. Like nobody's wanted to talk about money for a long time. And all of a sudden, it's everybody's talking about it, and maybe not always in helpful ways. So we're going to just take a look and try not to focus on the negative. We do not want you to end up walking away feeling like, oh, there's Dave and Reb. It's just another discouraging morning about the Canadian economy. Mm-hmm. Because we want to keep it in context of our faith and our trust in the Lord. And Ephesians 6 says some really, now we didn't even talk about where you're going to start reading, Dave, but
I'm just going to say, Reb, you tell me where we're going to start because we'll see if I can work in my.
Okay. I was thinking about verse 10 because it talks about where we find where we're being encouraged to stand and be strong in our faith. So
I love it because that's exactly a point. We're on the same page.
Okay,
so
good.
Very good. So this is a really, really popular scripture. It talks about the armor of God, Ephesians 6, verse 10. And Paul just says it like this. He says, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on all of God's armor so that you will be able to stand firm against the strategies of the devil. For we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, and against mighty powers in the dark world, and against evil spirits in the heavenly places. Therefore, put on every piece of the God's armor so that you'll be able to resist the enemy in the time of evil. And then after the battle, you will be standing firm. Stand your ground. And then he goes on to describe the armor. And I don't know if we want to go there.
Yeah, you can go read. I mean, it's the truth, it's righteousness, it's peace, it's salvation, it's and then it's holding up the sword of the Spirit and holding up the shield of faith to extinguish the fiery darts of the enemy. I just think I was in light of the conversation we're having today about what is happening and how are we to respond as people of faith. I think these verses popped into my mind immediately. Stand firm then with the full armor of God on. He's calling us to dig in to him and understand peace, righteousness, faith. What does it mean to pray the word of God over your story, over the nation, to have a shield of faith and still keep believing when everything around us says, is God really good? Is he God really saying?
Yeah, and there's there's a sense of encouragement that as well I just want to say out loud, and that is that, you know, God is still on his throne, that, you know, throughout human history we have watched these seasons happen, and in a sense they are real, they're going to impact us in real and direct lives. And yet here God is, and Paul is reminding us that we're not, in a sense, powerless, but our battle is not against what we see here on the natural. So, you know, I want to encourage you to pray for the wisdom of the leaders, not just of Canada. I mean, that's important, but the leaders of the world as they navigate this. And you know, there's certainly lots of transitions. And so one of the things, you know, we can do as believers is take all of these things that we're concerned and say, okay, how do I pray the truth? How do I pray with faith? How do I pray? You know, the enemy is going to throw discouragement as in the form of a dart. Where does my faith extinguish that so that I can look to the Lord and say, Lord, teach me how to pray? What is
And that when the disciples asked Jesus that, I was just thinking about that. Mm-hmm. You know, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed or holy is your name. Mm-hmm. You know, we start off that whole prayer with reminding ourselves who he is and that he still is over all and has us in his hand.
So practically speaking, just, you know, if you're looking at your budget and you're discouraged and you're hearing all of these voices and these words, as Reb said on the way in, then that's a great prayer to start when you sit down to look at your own finances and say, Lord, your will be done. You are my Father. You provide daily bread. I mean, that prayer is a great prayer to start when you're looking at your budget. And for some of us, that might be a brand new you do your spending and you discuss your spending, but we start with prayer. Yes, in this season, I think especially important that we have wisdom and that we are looking to the Lord for that. So that'd be my encouragement. If you've never done that, start your financial discussions by saying, we got to pray about this first and bring this into the presence of the Lord.
And as we're talking this morning, we're going to just hit a couple of highlights that I listed about what's kind of out there and what we're facing right now. But what I'm thinking of, if we can hear the news in light of how can I be a good neighbor? How can I share what I have? How can I encourage my neighbors? How can I encourage myself? Just in this season, because we do have resources. We do have a lot we can offer and give. There are a lot of people, we're going to, you know, thinking of food security was the first one on my list. I just read an article this week that said that Kingston is declaring an emergency as roughly 1 in 3 households struggle with food security. Numbers across Canada are the highest in 20 years around this. The use of food banks has just gone up, and not just for people who are on Ontario Works. It's from all walks of life. And we can say that we have encouraged folks who call More Than Enough sometimes, like, are you eating? Mm-hmm. And
it's usually one of the first questions, right, that as we're just assessing where people are at, is saying, okay, what is your shelter? What is your food security? What is, in a sense, your work and your transportation to get there? I mean, those are the four pillars that we want to assess right away.
And you might be one who has food, and maybe you can be sharing it in this season. So as you hear about food insecurity on the news, or let's be asking, like, how can I be a resource to help people have the provision they need? So that's, and
I'm going to just throw the practical part in as, sure, as we're going through this. So, you know, I'm sure we've certainly seen it in our grocery store. You get to the checkout and there are sometimes pre-prepared bags of food that are, in a sense, subsidized usually by the grocery store as well. And maybe you just practically work that amount into your spending plan. If you have the ability, and we know just from your stat here that food security is food is on the rise. We know we have that discussion, but if you have the ability to work that extra little bit in to buy one of those bags when you go to the grocery store, then work that into the plan and do that. If you don't, then...
Or make it cash donations to food banks are great, because then they can use the dollar. Sometimes the local House of Lazarus, who we talk, they can use... The dollar goes a bit further because they can get discounts or whatnot. So however you want to do it, that is just one thing. That's a practical thing when we're hearing about this issue with food security. And it might mean you talk to your neighbors more to find out where your neighbors are at. Or, you know, it just goes back to this whole word that we love of sharing the resources that we have. So just be mindful of that. When you're hearing the hard stories, maybe when, instead of getting discouraged by it, we can kind of reframe it to say, Lord, how can I help?
And I'm going to throw this in. I'm going to keep doing this.
I can't go on to the next point because he keeps it.
But I want, if you are one who needs help, then maybe you have to ask for it. But if you're one who, again, has more, then have an eye to pay attention to maybe somebody that does. I know how difficult it is to ask for help. But if you are one who has extra, then maybe you can say, hey, I'm just going to prepare a package and say, do you need it? Like, I got it. Or, again, share what you have. So, again, it's the sometimes you need to ask, but then sometimes volunteer.
And it's knowing how to receive it. If you have a need, sometimes it's hard to receive from other people because we have this.
It's pride.
But also a narrative like, oh, well, I'm a charity case, which is not true. Living in community is actually sharing what we have, because sometime at some point, we're all going to have a need that needs to be met by others. So that's another radio show. Okay. But the big one is, Mr. President Trump just got sworn in, a few days ago, and it's all over the newspapers. And I was just pulling the newspaper up because he's been threatening the tariff, right? That this big tariff on Canadian goods, which is really concerning for all of us. And Trudeau, so when he got inaugurated, he signed in an executive order that directed U.S. officials to review trade and border relationships and report back by April 1st. So there was that kind of like, okay, well, maybe we have some wiggle room here. Maybe it's not going to happen right away. But then another article just a day ago was that there would be a 25% tariff on Canadian goods on February 1st would come through. And then you have Trudeau's response that dollar for dollar, we're going to match his tariffs. You know, there's all kinds of things that there's been meetings. The premiers are meeting and trying to rally together and take a stand. And you know, what do we do when we hear stuff like this that is concerning? Because it can affect jobs. There might, it affects so much. Mm-hmm.
And yet there's nothing, in a sense, most of us are not going to have the ability to voice, or, you know, again, these are, this is why we have elected officials, and this is what their job is in a sense, to represent Canada in these things. And so one of the things, and we talk about this an awful lot, if you've been on the show, you know, we talk about facing our finances, and what are the things that you can do if in your own finances to allow you to prepare. This may be a season where you're saying, okay, there's a lot of insecurity, as we already alluded to. I need to be on the lookout for my neighbors to make sure that they're in that they're good, because they may not be, and I am okay. Or this may be a season where there's some savings that you can do. Again, looking at our finances and just facing them and saying, what is our reality? What are the things that we can impact? And then there are some things that we cannot. Maybe there's an opportunity to prepare a little bit for that.
Are you saying that you look at your finances and see how you can share what you have, really, with those who may be losing their jobs? Or exactly. Again, it goes back to the awareness of your neighbor
and having a conversation, saying, "Hey, how would the changes that are happening on a national level, is your job in jeopardy?
How
is that going to affect you?"
And I think we've mentioned it already, but prayer to me is one of the biggest, you know, calling on the Lord and seeing, because we have to remind each other that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly all we can ask or imagine, according to the power that is at work within us. That's what it says in Ephesians. That follows a whole bunch of verses about knowing the height and depth and width and breadth of the love of God. When hard things are happening externally, it doesn't shift God's love for us. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a really important thing to remember. And it doesn't shift God's love for our neighbor. And he has answers. And it really, we're just wanting to remind each other today and you that no matter what we're hearing on the news, his throne is in place. Mm-hmm. He loves us, and he has plans that might involve supernatural things that we can't even imagine, but we can be a part of. And it's just being attentive to him and to the people around us, which means for some of us going out of our comfort zones, which, you know, I know you guys are thinking, it's hard enough out there. And it's maybe easier to bury our head, just climb in our houses, shut the door, turn the curtains in. But it's not. We need each other. And that's what we want to encourage each other in.
And this speaks to, you know, a saying that I say, and you've heard me say this lots if you hung around me, but making every spending decision a spiritual one. So as you're thinking that and going, okay, Lord, like, I don't know where the resources are going to come from, but you've shown me that my neighbor is actually in need of some help. So how are we going to work together in this, Lord? How are you going to show me where it is? And I, you know, again, we don't have to go far back into scripture. We can think of, you know, Moses going, hey, the Israelites need food. Hey, it comes from the rock. He did it wrong, but it comes from the rock. Or no, the Israelites.
That wasn't the food, that was water.
Oh, sorry. Did I say food?
You said okay. Food. And so that was the second time.
The water comes from the rock. You're right.
So, and the first time he did it the way he was supposed to.
And I was thinking food, you know, manna. We see God do these things, and these are real people. This is the real Israelites. These are like you and I people that are saying, Lord, there's not enough food, or there's not enough resources. You know, I think of Daniel. We just read the verses in Ephesians. You know, here's a captive man who's been taken out of his country. Mm. He's serving an ungodly king, and his life is in jeopardy. Mm. And he does. Okay, Lord, I'm going to, again, and this maybe goes to another, but he just simply says, I'm going to keep doing what I did back in Israel. The word of the Lord is I'm going to eat this way. I'm going to pray this way. I'm going to trust the Lord this way. And the Lord sees him and honors him and protects him in, you know, multiple situations, gives him wisdom, sets him in a place. And I love this because in light of the Ephesians that we read, here, you know, Daniel gets the answer for one of his questions, but he clearly gets the message that it's a spiritual battle. It took 3 weeks for an angel to leave heaven and get the answer to Daniel. Yeah. we don't understand a lot of that, but we certainly know. What did Daniel's response do? He's like, Lord, I'm going to keep doing what I know you have said to do, and that in these things, and stay faithful to the simplicity of that, right?
Yeah, I was just thinking all the things about that rant. Like, this part of the story where he gets thrown into the lions, he's like 80 years old, and he's praying morning, noon, and night. And maybe we're sensing that urgency now. And that's maybe not a bad thing to do, pray morning, noon, and night for those things that are on our minds and that we're concerned about as we see things happening in our culture. Another thing that is happening is that there's a lot of information. I already mentioned that. There's just a lot of information, financial literacy, which is great. There's lots of tools. We know that to actually get financially well, you have to do the thing. Like you have to, you know,
information's great,
but you actually, so, you know, our encouragement, even in this season, is doing one thing. Choose one thing that you're hearing about, you know, build an emergency cushion, you know, do all those good things. The pressure I also feel is to build, you know, we're hearing all this stuff and you're also hearing, but you got to save for retirement. You got to save for retirement. And I don't know. I think that feels like pressure to me when our finances aren't in a good place and we're just told we got to save for the future when our house isn't in order now. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking, you know, everyone has their own story, Dave, but we can't come under the pressure of all the voices, because actually that's what it's felt like. Like, whose voice are we listening to and who should we be listening to? And the Lord, that's why we're encouraging you to open your heart to the Lord. Maybe pray morning, noon, and night like Daniel did, and open yourself up to godly wisdom to know what is it you are to do in this season with the resources you have. If you have debt, is it to really hammer away at that and get free from that load, you know, have an emergency cushion. Maybe you're saving to give to help others, as we've already mentioned. Really spend time with the Lord and give that over to Him, because there's so many voices.
Yeah. And again, maybe it's analyzing and saying, you know, I am underemployed. I mean, this is a significant kind of national issue as well, is underemployment. And so, you know, maybe that's okay. We have to get creative. And again, this comes to asking the Lord. We don't have the answers for your particular situation, but I certainly know the Lord does. And going, Lord, how can I generate more income? It is the Lord that gives us the ability to create wealth, as He says in Deuteronomy, and that hasn't changed. And so, Lord, give us an understanding of how we can do that and what that might look like. Not for our own benefit, not for our benefit so we can hoard it, as we read in the parable in the New Testament, but so that we can glorify God with the resources He gives by sharing with our neighbor. And again, that's one of the mechanisms that's really clear in Scripture, is you know, that we would have use the resources that we have to, as a community, to build into a whole community and not just individually for ourselves.
Well, and I think we really have, you know, we've been in hard places as a global economy before. We've been in hard places in war and all of those things. Maybe we've never been in a hard place where personal debt load in Canada has been so high, or access to credit. You know, we don't know how things are going to play out, except to know that the Lord has the say and is orchestrating these things. We know right now it's hard to get a house. We know that there's homelessness. We know that the mortgage payments are struggling. Maybe you're struggling to meet those payments. You know, that's when you do call somebody like Dave that you trust, a mortgage broker who could help you figure out, you know,
what do you need to do to get prepared
maybe there's an adjustment that has to be made, like, and talking to a financial person that you trust is is getting some good advice and doing that as well. Maybe it's helping someone who doesn't have a home to live in and you can open your home to them. You know, these are the things we're hearing about. And again, we're just saying, how can we be a part of a local, maybe not solution, but just locally doing what we can to help our neighbor. Mm-hmm.
And yeah. I think that's really important, you know, as we talk about all of these many voices that are going on, you know, the Lord often says to us in Scripture, come away so you can hear my voice. Like there is, in a sense, and maybe that's an encouragement for you as you're listening to say, you know what, I can't actually hear the voice of the Lord because of all of these other things that are going on. And you need to just, in a sense, come away. And whatever that looks like, it might be just simply, you know, in our house, one of the I'll say, traditions that we try to maintain over the last number of years was having a Sabbath weekend where we would just simply as a family come together and in a sense, just spend time and be together in the presence of the Lord and in the presence of each other and allowing kind of to push back a little bit on all of the crazy things in our life that were going on. Mm. And we come into rest and we come into unity and we come into togetherness as part of that.
And it's re-equipping with the armor. Mm-hmm. So that rest and the Sabbath, you know, our Sabbaths are really important and that we set apart a day a week. But we found as a family that seventh weekend, because we are so full of people and business and activities, that was a really helpful thing. And it does push back. It's your intentional thing to push back the voices that maybe aren't the most helpful for you in this season.
Yeah. But it also, I would say, allows the voice of the Lord to come in.
Yes.
And then, you know, going back to where we started in Ephesians and saying, you know, after you've done all of that, there's still a stand. After you've done all of that, you've equipped yourself, then Paul says, and then stand again.
And then pray, because at the end of that passage, it says, and pray.
Yeah. So why don't you do
that? All right. Father, thank you so much for your word of encouragement that you have not left us without tools and a way forward, that you ask us to look to you and to look to the needs and of our neighbors and how we can share the resources we have. Lord, open our understanding of what we do have to share and how we can be a light set on a hill in our communities, just loving those you bring to us. Lord, we give to you our leaders and this time of uncertainty with the tariff threat and all of those things that we see. We give it all to you and trust you that you are the one who holds our life and our country in your hand. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, thank you for joining us today. Our hope, of course, as we dig into the hard issues of money, that you'll be encouraged and that you'll be equipped to just take that and really apply it to your life in a practical way. And that, again, you'll be drawn closer to the Lord in that. Thank you to Financial Discipleship Canada and notmind.ca. Shout out to them for sponsoring today's show and just giving us the sharing with us so that we can share with you. And of course, I'm going to say, put it in your calendar to join us next week when we talk money.
Let's Talk Money is a division of More Than Enough Financial Fitness, where God is transforming hearts and bringing hope for today and freedom for tomorrow. For more information or to comment on today's show, please visit morethanenough.ca.